Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome on into the 7 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. Want to hear from you, Who Dat Nation, on the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Especially if you were able to attend yesterday or today's Saints practice. We're going to get into that Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line right off the bat. We got James waiting on the line. James, how you doing, man? What you want to sound off on today?
Hey, guys. So it's I want to get in this early, right? It's June 11th. 2025, right?
Yep.
So by June 11th, 2026, that would mean what? Mickey would be 70, right? 70. And I've said, and I know you guys.
I don't know how old Mickey is. I don't know if he's 70. I don't know. Look, Steve,
he's
look
69,
up.
69, Bobby.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
And I would love to see, you know, us move on from. Ever since Sean left, Bobby, I heard you maybe once or twice talk about stocks. That's my thing now. You know what I mean by the falling knife? Ever since Sean left, we've been going down as an organization. That's a falling knife, like down. We got overplayed.
So what you're saying, when Mickey Loomis, you go like, sell.
Right. So I like to see a guy that, and I'm not saying he's good as me, but I think he's got a better shot at getting it than I do. Somebody like Scott Shanley. Let's take a page from.
So you want Scott Shanley to go from talking about the Saints to be the GM?
Look, the guy at the Panthers, he's better than Mickey right now.
Oh, that's a girl. Oh, the GM with the Panthers. You want to talk about a stud linebacker? That Dan Morgan. Oh, Dan Morgan. I'm telling you, you want to talk about. Like skins on the wall, who could play? You know, I think James is a poor man, Dan Morgan. I think that Stutzman. You know that guy we got from Oklahoma? Now he got to go out and do it. He got to go out and do it. But I'm a Dan Morgan fan. So,
but see, the thing is, the reason why Morgan was selected because none of the GMs wanted to deal with their crazy owner.
Right.
Over here, it's different. Everybody loves Miss B, but she might be just a little too passive. Like, how often? Not to knock Miss B, but how often do you see a really good franchise actually care about a player's feelings? Come on, this is the not for long league, and we got guys that's getting salary right now that should have been gone 3-4 years ago. That's ridiculous. That's why it's a falling knife right now.
James, does this come into play when you're critiquing Mickey Loomis and all? Do you look at, like, in the history of the NFL, you look like, okay, winning as general managers, whether it's Bill Belichick, Tex Schramm, Bill Polian, you know, even goes back to Curly Lambeau. Lambeau Field is named after him. Now, I'm going way back. I'm just talking about the history in the NFL. Do you know, like, when you look at winning percentage, that Mickey Loomis, okay, I should say this. Wouldn't you say that Ozzie Newsome, the tight end from Alabama, played with the Browns, big buddies with Art Modell when they go to the Ravens, and he's a GM. Would you say, or would you be shocked that Mickey Loomis got a better, as a GM, winning percentage than Ozzie Newsome? And the Ravens have been highly successful. Now, it's close, but Mickey Loomis has a better winning percentage as a general manager than Ozzie Newsome. So when you're looking at now, you got to be like winning percentages and how long do you last? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you look at top 10. You know, Mickey Loomis is in the top 10 in NFL history, most winningest general managers. Now, would you be surprised about that? Okay, so you're more like, what have you done for him lately? Instead of the track record.
He's done nothing since Sean left, but make us an embarrassment to the rest of the league. That's why we're not winning. We're not winning because of poor draft choices. Devin Neal is too slow. The number one draft pick that we picked up, he's better at guard. We should have drafted down, which Mickey never does. We should have got the guy from Ohio State who's a pure left tackle. This kid making play.
But
he's better at guard.
Okay, when you look at where we at as far as like who can play tackle, who can play guard, and all that, the Saints have a past history with success. Can we get the five best offensive linemen on the field, whether it's guard or tackle, tackle, guard? Now, obviously, in the first round, every now and then you see, Washington, they drafted a guard who was unbelievable. He was dominant. I want to say in the top 10. But normally that'd be the tackle position. That's what most NFL teams do. But you look at, and it worked out because you need your five best offensive linemen, because guards are important, center and all. You got to be able to step up in the pocket. Like Jim Dombrowski, the great Jim Finks, drafted Jim Dombrowski to be a tackle.
Right.
Out of University of Virginia. Didn't work out, but then he ended up being an outstanding guard. Okay,
I think Kelvin Banks Jr.'s been exclusively a left tackle. Well, I don't know where he's saying it. Okay, better as a guard.
He's talking about Penning. But what about Andrus Peat?
No, I think he was talking about the first-round pick.
Okay, but
this year.
Who's been first-round pick? Okay.
Okay.
You look at Andrus Peat. Was he a first-rounder?
Yeah.
He ended up working out at guard. Now, he even finished up at tackle. Then I think he went to the Raiders, and I think he retired. But it was like tackle, guard, back to tackle, whatever. Okay, you look at Penning. If he works out at guard.
Great.
Great, because you need five offensive linemen. So if you look at Banks at tackle, if he works out, so James, don't you think we drafted the right person to play tackle, and then we can have bookend tackles?
I appreciate you. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
So here's the deal: Banks can play left tackle, but his best position in the NFL, because of his arm length, is going to be guard. He'll probably be the best left tackle on the team. But his best position in this league is going to be guard.
So what if he makes the Pro Bowl All-Pro at tackle?
The best left tackle in this year's draft was the kid that was injured that Kansas City picked up. He is a pure left tackle. And they picked him up at the end of the first round. He could have dropped down, not all the way down.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, he's better. He might be the best left tackle on the team because we got nothing but guards playing left tackle. So Fuaga is going to be a decent right tackle, but because of his arm length, he's better at guard.
When you think about that, so you think that was an overreach by the Patriots? When they drafted, his arms are short. The LSU, his name's slipping my mind.
Will Campbell.
Yeah. Oh, his arms are too short. The Patriots are reaching. What do you think of Will Campbell?
I think Will Campbell, I say the same for Will Campbell.
Okay, you know, yeah, short arms.
Like, but we all have our rules, man. Look, I'm in the stock market. We all got rules, okay? Listen, my rule is his arms too short. He can play it just like Banks could play it. But he's better at guard. I know you guys don't like that because you're LSU guys and I'm LSU.
No. Hey, listen, Will Campbell, I don't know what he's going to do at tackle. Let me tell you, if you're trying to survive in the National Football League, you know what you want to do? I want to just have success. So you might say, I want to play tackle because I get paid more money. But it might be like, damn, I have a little adversity. I just want it to work. And so if they have to play guard, Jim Dombrowski, I could go throughout in the history of the NFL.
Right.
They've had, can I play 10, 11, 12 years? Now, ultimately, you want everybody to be like Teron Armstead, Ryan Ramczyk, whatever. Whoever you think the best tackles, Orlando Pace, you can go on and on. But if that don't work out, what, you going to quit? No, I'm going to keep fighting. Oh, maybe I'm going to find my niche at guard. Now, James, you understand what I'm saying? You might say, well, you reach in to drive him at tackle. But I think this is a good point by Kellen Moore. You want your five best offensive linemen. Look, all of a sudden, the Eagles didn't even keep him. He was a busted tackle for the Jets, Becton.
Right.
I think he's from University of Virginia, if I can recall. All of a sudden, Kellen Moore, they plug and play him at right guard.
Cha-ching.
Helps the Eagles win a Super Bowl. Did the Eagles invest in him in the future? No, they moved on. But he got paid by – where did he go, Charlie? He got paid.
He went to the Chargers.
He went to the Chargers, and Jim Harbaugh all paid him. So, come on. James, it's not an exact science. You have to be flexible. And when you hit it, you hit it. I can tell you, you know when we hit it? We had a guard, Jahri Evans and Carl Nix. You know when you hit it? When you get like Willie Rofe and those type players. When you have Teron Armstead.
Even a Ramchek.
No, that's what I mean. So all I know is when the Saints were at their best, when you had a top three offensive line in the whole National Football League, and you had a quarterback like Drew Brees.
Forget about it.
Listen, shame at times that our defense was so bad. When we had like two or three seasons, we were 500.
Amen.
No, that's a shame that's why we're in that position. So when you look at like, okay, Mickey Loomis is the right pick, what direction we go in Banks and all that, it's still a crapshoot. But can you, if you invest, like even Andrew Speed, I would say overall, Andrew Speed's not a bust. Look how long he's lasted. Now you might say it's a reach, but Andrew Speed was freaked out when he had to block Aaron Donald, but a lot of players were freaked out having to block Aaron Donald. Remember we were playing the Rams, Drew Brees hurt his thumb, Aaron Donald just ran over Andrew Speed.
Beats had a 10-year career in the NFL.
You know, and then like when you play in that Eagles front, all of a sudden McCoy gets hurt. And then you have to look at, okay, look at those beasts they have up the middle with the Eagles right now. Well, it's a challenge. So, James, that's why when you say we didn't pick, I don't know, like Banks is going to work out at tackle. All I know is I think he's the starting offensive lineman. I think he will work out at tackle.
I just want to know how he thinks he's a better guard when he hasn't played the position.
No, because some NFL scouts said that he would be a better guard than tackle. So, no, we got to let it play out. We got to wait and see, James. So, but James the GM brings up some great points.
We're going to do is take a break. When we get back, we'll get into some of our audio that I promised you. Hear from the man, AK-41, Alvin Kamara, right after this on WWL Saints Radio and WWL. Going to be going till 8 p.m. this evening, so stay tuned. You can chime in. Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870, folks. Be back right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We're talking a lot about Saints minicamp. Day two today. Fans were out back in attendance. A nice scorcher out there. Although, I don't know, Cajun Cannon definitely felt a lot cooler to me.
But oh, in the shade.
We were definitely under the balcony shade, though.
Yeah. No, it's a whole lot difference when you're facing south and you're looking into the sun and you got all the sunscreen on you. And, you know, the older you get, I'm all worried about skin cancer. Like, oh. Like,
yeah, right.
Oh, well, what is this spot? Well, what is this? That? No. You know, when you're young, you want to get a tan. Right now, the older I get, I'm avoiding.
I'm looking to survive.
I'm avoiding the sun. I got this big old Australian hat and all on around my face.
You told me I had my hat on today, my cooling towel. You're like, no, Steve, I knew we weren't on the other side of the field today.
That's why I tried to tell you. You got to know when you can wear your hat. I said, I didn't even bring my hat out because.
You knew.
Because I could see they have the telescopes. They used to have those
towers. The eye of the sky.
They had these telescopes, how they film, practice, technology. You know, they don't have it. Remember they used to put these poor individuals and they used to have, they'd be on these.
Like the bucket.
The scaffolding. They'd be way up in the sky. Him and the I think Coach Kelly was at Notre Dame. That freaking thing fell in a storm.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And that individual died. You had to apologize to the parents. Oh, your son's like he's working for Notre Dame, and then that accident. Well, you don't have that anymore.
No, amazing what technology you can do now.
Whether it's lightning or the wind, now they just have this eye in the sky. So look, when you come to practice, and they're going to be outside, you're going to know where they're practicing. They have two fields on Airline Highway.
Right.
And if it's closer to the building, they're going to utilize those fields. The both fields are awesome. They're going to utilize the fields closer to the building. You don't have to wear a big old hat. You don't have to even put on no sunscreen. And you could still watch what they're doing. But if they're on that field right by the stands, which will they'll be in training camp, they're going to mix it up. But if I see those big eye in the sky and the telescope-type cameras, I go, oh, I got to put sunscreen on. I got to wear a big hat. Because, no, it makes a difference. It feels, I don't know, 10 degrees hotter. When you're in the sun versus in the shade.
Our sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, said that too. He walked over to the other side and he's like, I don't know, man. It's just hotter over there.
Yeah, no, it is because you're facing the sun. You're looking south and all that right into the sun and there's no shade and stuff. So,
plenty of action on the field today. One of the guys that all the fans come out to see, running back Alvin Kamara. Let's hear what he had to say to the reporters in the locker room after today's workout.
What have you kind of peeped out so far?
Everybody cool, you know. I mean, it's 2 days. It's not enough to, you know. You know, these guys have been here since, I guess, whenever. When was that? I don't know when they OTA started, but they've been here grinding. Everybody been gelling. So, you know, a lot of guys been here, obviously, that I know. And then, you know, you just kind of try to talk to and kind of interact with some of the newer guys. And then, obviously, pretty much the whole staff is new. So, kind of just slowly kind of working with them a little bit.
How the vibe for you just with these younger quarterbacks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different. Like I said, 2 days isn't really enough time to tell, but you know, just getting out there. I know they've been working. Spencer obviously was with Spencer, and then Tyler. They're doing what they got to do. They're working. They're learning. They're receptive. They're just trying to get it in. So we'll see.
How have the vibes been, Alvin? I know it's been much. You haven't been around that much, but mm-hmm. How's it been just from what you've seen and just learning from the coaches and just being around so far?
It's cool. It's cool. I think bringing a new kind of different energy to, you know, the team that I've been on my whole career, obviously. So it's kind of been the same since I got here. So now a change coming in. It's different. You know, I got to kind of train my mind to be like, all right, I can't. Look at how things were used to be done. I got to kind of get with this. So it's not hard, but, again, 2 days, it's cool. But we'll see during camp when camp starts.
Was this needed, this change, I think, in organization-wise? Do you think this was needed and this was a fresh restart?
Yeah. I think it was needed. I think, you know, you obviously in this league you want to win. You know, we haven't been doing much of that consistently enough at least. So, you know, why not?
Has anything changed for you just in terms of your off-season preparation for stuff? Kind of the same stuff?
Same exact stuff, yeah. It's the same thing I've been doing since my rookie year, you know. So nothing changed, same old. Just focused, grinding, feeling good. I feel like I say it every year, like I feel better than I did last year. So, you know, just same thing, man. I'm old now.
More time out in Colorado this offseason.
Yeah. I've been in Boulder the whole time. So just out there training. Same thing, like I said, working with Swayze. Just getting it in, man. Feeling good.
Is altitude helped out there?
Hell yeah. Man, I knew it was real, but I never thought I'd have to deal with it. So I'm like, ah, that's probably not that real. I got out there, I was walking up the steps in the house, and I thought something was wrong with me. You know what I'm saying? I thought I almost had to go to the hospital. But, it's good. It's definitely, I feel like it's giving me a kind of a different, something new, something fresh, just like a different little wrinkle in my training, because that you can't run away from that elevation. So it's just been kind of helping me. I feel like I'm in a different type of shape.
Have you learned specifically for that, or how did you?
My trainer actually got Dion hired Andrew Swayze, and I've been training with him my whole career. So I called him and told him I'm going to Colorado. I don't care about Miami. I'm going where you at. If he was in Alaska, I would have went.
Have you learned anything just like beginning your career so stable here, last couple of years kind of unstable? Like, is your perspective or have you learned anything about just going through that process and like maybe how you view the game just given
that? I mean, I feel like I've always kind of been control what I can control and contribute wherever my number's called. But more, like you said, more these past 3-4 years than ever, it's been really about, you know, really control what you can control. Because, you know, some things you can't beat, some circumstances you can't beat. So, you know, you can't get caught up in you know, you're losing and then you try to – people start – looking at themselves and, you know, if you're doing wrong, then yeah, correct it. But people start to pick apart their process. You know what I'm saying? You might be doing something correct. Like you can't, like me, I don't look at my process and say like, I got to do something different. Like I'm still going to train the same way I train. I don't try to deconstruct my whole way of life because, you know, obviously the results we was getting, but you know, you just got to find a way to try to contribute and pour into some guys that might be feeling like that. Like, man, what do I got to do? What do I got to do? Man, you got to stay true to what you believe, what you do, and what you feel like got you here. So
like managing frustration.
Yeah. Not tricking yourself out of your spot. That's it.
Kind of going off what you talked about before with the quarterbacks. Like, how much do you think your talent and experience can help young QBs early in an off season?
You know, obviously, I think first and foremost. The quarterback is that's the voice we all listen to. So, you know, I don't want to, in my position, I don't want to do too much to kind of knock them off of their progression as far as like learning, because there's things that they need to learn that, you know, I don't see it the way that a quarterback sees it in their room. I see it from a running back's perspective. So there's some things I might whisper over to Spencer and he's processing 20 more things than I am. I'm only processing 2 things and I'm seeing something and he's seeing 20 things, and you know, I might tell him something and it might get him off focus. So I like to kind of analyze and see how they learn and see what they're seeing, and then kind of, you know, try to pick my spots and drop gems based off how they read and react on the field. So I think I could be a help, but I just got to more experience with Spencer and then all the other guys, just kind of see how they learn and see what they need.
Evan, you said your process hasn't changed this offseason. Mm-hmm. It's still the same approach. Would the sense of urgency maybe with you and some of the older guys in this locker room now that you're on a different like path of what this team is? Because it was like, hey, you guys are, you know, on this path. Like, hey, we can possibly win a championship. Now it's kind of like, all right, we still got to build this, and, mm-hmm. and you're on this side of it. Does that urgency kind of change?
Like I said, I kind of keep it the same. I stay in the middle, right? So every year you got to build, and no year you're. I mean, as good as you might feel in some of the best years here, it's always a process, and it's always like a situation where we're like, man, we got to build to be able to accomplish what we think we can accomplish. Now, being on the down, on that little down trend for the past couple of years, I mean, urgency. I would just say more like hunger. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, we gotta do everything we can to kind of right the wrongs that were done. So I know if you ask some of the older guys, they'll probably say the same thing. It's like we're hungry to win. Nobody likes losing, you know, especially losing year after year. So it's just more hunger. Like it's just to have that feeling more consistently, of like being a good team, like we've been around here, you know, in some of my earlier years.
Saints running back Alvin Kamara speaking today after practice. And man, you know, Kamara, Ullman's going to be 30 years old.
Well,
we need him to still be a stud on the field for this black and gold bunch for sure if they want to do anything good this year.
There's a lot of wisdom there and a lot of football when you look at Alvin Kamara and what he's been able to accomplish. I'm not even worried about Alvin Kamara. That's the least of my worries. I know he's bringing his A game.
Right.
It's all the other cats. You know, who's the supporting running back, who's going to compliment Alvin Kamara?
We're hoping Kendra Miller can do something.
Somebody. I mean, Kendra Miller, I don't know. Can he step up? I think the jury's still out. Who's going to be that complimentary running back to Alvin Kamara? But I'm not worried about Alvin Kamara. And you talk about his age and, you know, what, 9 years, going into his ninth season.
Time flies, man.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about him. Listen, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, this might be a broad statement. If our line can block like the Eagles' offensive line, he'll have success like Saquon Barkley. Now, a different type running back, but I know Kellen Moore will get him the ball and how they would throw it to him, that it could be how they utilize him in the passing game and all that. That Alvin Kamara, I don't know, has 80, 85 catches. You know, so, again, I'm not worried about Alvin Kamara is the least of our worries, who that nation, as far as who's going to show up and play. Alvin Kamara got a lot left in the tank, I can tell you that.
Like you mentioned, in that O-line, can it, you know, do their job in front of it and open the holes? Because I still believe Alvin's got the juice, too.
Yes, he got the, he can hit it and get it. His vision, block for him. And then he's smart enough to know in the passing game. He's smart enough in stature, even though maybe not so much pass blocking. But he knows Alvin Kamara's smart. He knows what the hell he's doing. You know, you get like a young player, okay, instincts to run. That's instincts. You got to know your plays and all that. And then even how is the defense trying to cover you after they have success in the passing game? And then in protection. Okay, is it basic, like a basic pass rush? You free release and go out, or there's a stunt and they're blitzing? You're not guessing who you got to block. You know who you got to block. Alvin Kamara thinks like a poor man's quarterback. You know how he said, like, he might want to give a young quarterback advice, but he got so much on his plate. The quarterback, he might be thinking like three or four things, like he said. The quarterback's thinking like 20 things. So I'm not going to mess with his head. No, I'm not worried about Alvin Kamara from a physical or mental standpoint. No, Alvin, let me tell you, Alvin Kamara, even when the Saints thing they've done with him, you know who might still give him a chance? Sean Payton.
I was going to say Denver Broncos.
Yes. Yeah. I'm telling you. So I'm not worried about Alvin Kamara contributing at a high level this season for the Saints.
We'll sound off more about the Saints mini camp right after this. Stay tuned right here on WWL Black and Gold Saints Radio. Folks, WWL is your home for LSU baseball in the College World Series. The Tigers' first opponent, Arkansas, Saturday, 6 p.m., pregame 5:30. Now, if LSU wins that matchup, they'll play Monday, 6 p.m. If they lose, a Monday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon matchup. We'll see every hit, hear every hit, every catch, every home run on LSU baseball 20th appearance in the College World Series. Brought to you part by Cummins, First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air, and Louisiana Dental Center, all on WWL and live on the free Odyssey app. Go Tigers! Coming back with more sports talk to wrap things up right after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk as we wind things down. Cajun Cannon looking at our talking text line, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. 9273 wants to know, Bobby, you think Coach Kellen Moore will try a two-quarterback system this year? Seems like Rattler and Shuck are 1A, 1B right now. Thoughts? Thank you.
It's not baseball. It's not like we're going to do every game a two-quarterback system. Who has the hot hand? No, you go with one individual. And you might, after a month, whatever, you want a big enough sample size, then you might change quarterbacks. Or if you have an injury, yes, and in one game. But it's not like you have a quarterback, then you have a top reliever. They're not going to put in one quarterback.
That was a good series, Spencer. Shuck, it's your turn.
Exactly. That's not going to happen. Now, it did happen with Jake Haener after a half. I've seen enough. I've seen enough. So no, that's not an ideal situation. No coach, no NFL coach wants to do that. They're not going to do it. It's going to be, okay, who won the job? And you almost have to play yourself out the job. But that's kind of a sample size of like a month. I don't know, four, five, six games. Okay, let's go in a different direction. But it's not like y'all both going to get ready. Y'all both playing every game. No, they're not going to do that.
Well, tomorrow's show, Cajun Cannon, the final day of minicamp, will do a wrap on all the practices and talk about what are the biggest position battles heading into training camp. Plus, hear from head coach Kellen Moore and select players. Plus, Odyssey NFL insider, one of our favorites, Mark Schlereth, stops by at 5:20. Plus, we'll talk to Joe Healy of D1 Baseball as we continue to break down LSU baseball's opening matchup of the College World Series against those Hogs, Arkansas. Thanks for listening tonight, folks. For the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller, and I'll let the Cajun Cannon send you all out tonight. Hoot dat, everyone.
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Hoot dat, go Saints.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.